You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. We might as well get right into it. Josh now officially lost the bet. The Rockies blew another game in the ninth inning last night.
Whoa.
Three games in a row.
Man.
Three in a row that they've blown at the end of the game. Last night, they took a two-run lead into the ninth inning, even got the first out. They were two outs away from a win, and they still lost the game.
Ah. Line them up for spankings, Dom.
It's just
dock their pay.
It's insane.
Ground them for the week.
We already talked about the debate last night, blah, blah, blah.
A lot of anger on Facebook this morning that somehow every comment on there turns to that person being racist. Somehow it's worked in.
One way or the other.
Huh? One way or the other. That's the end.
Today is the sickest day of the year. How can that be? Well, there's some company that goes out there and actually tracks the sick days. They've looked at 5 years worth of data. And they found that more people call in sick on this date, August 24th, than any other day. And they say it's either because they are sick or they are playing hooky today.
It's weird.
It's the number one day of the year.
That's so strange.
Yeah, number two day of the year is in mid-February. That seems way more believable.
And probably you are actually sick in that
right.
month because, you know, it's cold and crappy. Huh.
So if you go into the office today and it's kind of echoey because everyone's gone, it's because a lot of people are faking that they're sick today.
I feel like it should be like the day after Labor Day because then you get a really long weekend, you know?
Right.
Huh. All right. And it's still fairly nice out. It's weird.
I guess that's what it is. This is nationwide. It's not just Colorado. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying, oh, it's still too hot. This is nationwide, so apparently, people like to use this date to go out and get stuff done.
Which isn't a bad idea. You want to take the day after Labor Day off?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Darn it.
There's an interesting story about, I'll be packing here in a couple of weeks because I'm flying back to Colorado, and so I will be doing my packing. I'm pretty good at packing just the right amount. Let's put it this way, since I'm going to be there for like 7 or 8 nights or whatever, you got to try to figure out how much you're going to need. Well, they went out and surveyed people about how many pairs of underwear they pack for a trip. This is funny to me. So what they did is they said, all right, imagine you're going to be gone for 6 nights. How many pairs of undies are you bringing? Jeremy, how many would you take for a 6-night stay somewhere?
You're a sweating kind of guy. I would take 8 pairs. It's funny. You always pack the extra 2 just in case there's an accident, which I haven't had an accident since I was like 3. But you always factor in the accident underpants.
22% of people said exactly 6. So they're taking 1 per day. And then you've got 36% who pack 1 or 2 extra.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I will bring 1 or 2 extra pairs.
Why not? They're, you know, easy to pack. They're small. I wear an extra small underpants.
But what's
so
funny is that you've got 6% of people who double up. For 6 days, they'll bring 12 pairs of underwear.
Whoa, hashtag skid marks.
But the people that we really like are the ones who take fewer than 6 days
living
worth of
on
underwear.
On the edge.
So they are reusing those undies.
Ew.
No surprise, it's more men do this than women. But
yeah, just turn them inside out, turn them around.
We should do a segment again sometime on people who are the whole overpacking thing, which is a problem for a lot of people who travel.
My mother-in-law's like that. When if we ever go on a road trip with her, we always know that for one person, she'll bring about 4 bags. We always factor in the 4 bags. Yeah,
I've for years on this show, I have advocated for the rule that says bring half the clothes and twice the money you think you'll need.
Yep.
Half the clothes you think you'll need, twice the money you think you'll need. It's a good rule of thumb, and it works for just about every trip. So we've heard the old saying for years and years and years that dogs are man's best friend. And I think what they mean by that is the species, humans, man's best friend. But now we might need to tweak the way we say this because they went out and did some research on dogs' brains. They actually scanned dogs' brains while they were playing audio of people talking to them. And here's what they found. They found that, A, dogs like baby talk more than regular talk. Oh, no.
Yeah, they do.
Who's a good boy?
Husbands are like that, too.
Right. Who's a good boy? Who wants a little treat?
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, they say dogs really like that. And there's no evolutionary reason for this. They say it has to be learned behavior that dogs have picked up over the years.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason in evolution that dogs should prefer that we don't do.
Well, it's a sweeter, more gentler sound coming at the dog versus a high, bellowing, you know, where dogs bark at each other. It's like a defense mechanism.
Could be. But there's not only that. They also said dogs, when they, you know, talking about lighting up their brains, they prefer a woman's voice over a man's voice.
Well, sure.
And they think it's because women are more likely to speak to them in the little sing-songy way of baby talk.
Absolutely.
And women's voices are higher, so they're better at it.
Yeah, I just anecdotally with our dog, mm-hmm. Goldie Fawn, it goes to Nicole 100% of the time versus me. But well, she's wouldn't? The one that lets her get up on the couch and gives it a little treat. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, so go outside, say, during dinner. Go outside.
They say that dogs really should be called woman's best friend. So.
Yeah.
There's that. And the last thing I got for you that just really made me laugh. The television show Seinfeld had a classic scene where Elaine is out dancing, and the way she dances with her thumbs and kicking her feet, it's just a legendary scene. Well, there's a minor league baseball team in New York that now holds an annual Elaine dancing contest. And we need to get the video of this and put it on our Facebook page. People not only get out there on the field and dance like her, a lot of people dress like Elaine. And so you've got all these people out on a baseball field doing the horrible Elaine dance. And I just got to say, minor league baseball continues to lead the way over major league baseball in terms of pure entertainment.
That's pretty funny.
The minor league teams do it right, have fun, don't take it too seriously. The major league teams, it is so corporate and it's so businesslike. They're having fun at minor league baseball. Maybe what we need, since the Rockies suck so bad, is to ship them out of town and then bring back a minor league team like we used to have.
There
Zephyrs.
You go. And have
and the
a dance
Bears.
Off.
We had the Bears and we had the Zephyrs, and they'll be having at least more fun at the games.
Right. Right.
Anyway.
Your boys. Mix 100.
My world has come crashing down this morning. Some very horrible news coming out of Iowa. The famed butter cow at the Iowa State Fair is not solid butter.
Oh, no.
I know. If you're not
what
familiar, when you go to the Iowa State Fair, they have a life-size cow there that you think is a solid butter cow, and they revealed that it all starts with a wood, metal, and wire and steel mesh frame. And then they cover it with a layer of butter. And they did a little behind-the-scenes reveal. And the Twitter comments are hilarious. Some guy said, I'm going to burn the Iowa State Fair to the ground.
Oh, no.
The biggest scandal in politics today should be that the butter cow isn't pure butter. The Iowa butter cow isn't even structurally butter. It's only superficially butter-clad. What else aren't they telling you? How deep do the lies go? Are the deep-fried Oreos actually baked? Dun, dun, dun!
Anyway,
I've always wanted to make a pilgrimage out to the Iowa State Fair, and now when I finally get there to see the butter cow,
it's
all lies! My entire life is lies! So anyway, my heart goes out to all the Midwesterners during this difficult time this morning. Today is National Waffle Day. What's your stance on waffles, Dom? Got an opinion?
With a slice of American cheese.
That's right. You're the cheesy waffle guy. I do like the waffle.
And log cabin syrup.
That's pretty solid. I choose the straight out the tree syrup at Costco, and it's got to be a Belgian waffle, the big, thick one that's real crispy on the outside.
Agreed.
That's what I am digging into. And probably one of the worst appliances in the kitchen to try to clean is the waffle iron, the waffle maker. Am I right?
You're right, but I do love mine.
Yeah, I've got a really good KitchenAid one, too.
Do you have the kind
too.
That you flip?
I don't have the flipper one. I've got some giant... I've got a big one. It weighs like I don't know, like 50 pounds. It's like a steel trap when you're closing that thing.
It's a man's waffle maker.
It truly is, and you got to grease the hell out of it, because if the waffle goes 2 seconds too long, it's like stuck to it. And then you're like, oh, I'm cleaning this for the next 4 days.
I'll have to dig up. I'll find the brand that I've got, and I'll send it to you.
I've seen those little flippers.
It's a little flipper thing, but they're not all built the same. I've got one that's pretty good.
I've seen them in hotels a lot that offer the continental breakfast you get in there. Maybe I'll just steal one of those the next time I'm at a hotel.
I'll tell you what. I thought about getting one of those industrial ones because they seem to work perfectly. Whereas if it works, it works.
Like my one that I have, it works really good. But
does
the problem
it tell you
is,
when the waffle's finished?
Yeah, the little light turns green instead of red. And you're
That's
like, I gotta run over
trouble.
And open it up.
The lights seem to be inconsistent for me with all waffle makers.
The problem is if you open it just to peek in a little bit, it resets, you know? So you're like, oh crap, now what? Now what?
I don't peek though.
Oh, I peek. I'm a big fan of peeking.
Have you noticed that the amount of time on the second or third waffle is never the same as the first waffle?
No.
Time it.
The problem with my waffle iron is it doesn't have the removable plates. Like, you can take the waffle iron plates off to get them in the sink and scrub them. Mm-hmm. They're on there, so it's hard to... This is stupid.
How much more time do we want to devote to waffle makers? Hey, it's real life.
People right now are like, yep.
I think people would rather hear us talk about waffle makers than the debate last night.
You're probably right, buddy. There's a new TikTok challenge going around amongst Taylor Swift fans. Don't do this. Where they hold their cat under its front legs with the camera pointed at the animal, and then they spin around in a circle to the tune of Taylor's August.
Approaching
200,000 videos of this insanity. People are also doing it with dogs, hamsters, pigs, raccoons, and even a turtle at one point. And, of course, the fine people with the Cat Protection Animal Charity issued a statement saying, don't do that.
I don't think Tay-Tay would be
don't
in favor of this.
Don't spin your cat around in circles, for God's sakes. Even if you're not a cat person, that is not a good idea. Hey, Chip and Joanna Gaines have a new show, and it's not like a fixer-upper type show. They are bringing back a roller dancing reality competition series for Max. It's going to feature the best skaters from around the country competing for a cash prize. So, yeah, people are going to put on their roller skates and put on a fun little outfit.
Why
do a little
is this
dance
a Chip and Joanna Gaines thing?
I don't know. I guess maybe because they're just so both likable, you know, that this
she is.
Somehow will fit. And, yeah, I don't know. I might watch an episode
You're gonna
of
watch,
this.
You won't watch it.
Not a chance in hell I'm going to watch this. Not a chance. What else is going on? Oh, we might as well fire this music up. The pumpkin spice latte is back today at Starbucks. So you can officially now get all your Halloween decorations out, get your costume ready, put your pumpkins out in the front yard.
All right.
Today's the day. They also have two new drinks coming out, Dom, called the Iced Pumpkin Cream Chai Tea Latte and the Iced Apple Crisp Oatmeal Shaken Espresso. Whew! Why they gotta make the name so long?
It'd be good for that lady who wrote to us and is getting the Starbucks logo tattooed on her forearm.
That's right. Well, we didn't get to the super slick toilet bowls because we talked about waffles too much. So we'll do that in the second trending report.
One leads
clickbait.
To the other.
Yeah. So we do have clickbait. It's on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is quite a story. A 14-year-old boy in Minnesota named Connor was fishing with his dad on a lake, and he hooked a wallet with $2,000 inside, but instead of keeping it, they found a business card inside and tracked down the owner. It belonged to a farmer named Jim Denny. Old farmer Jim Denny.
He says
it fell out of his pocket while he was fishing about a year ago. He offered to give Connor some money. He declined, and he ended up getting him a really fancy, customized cooler instead. But get this. Listen to the odds on this. The odds of finding this wallet are crazy. You got 1 million acres of lake. So it's 70 miles long, 70 miles wide, and Connor hooked a billfold the size of a deck of cards and all of that. It's like, what are the odds? Anyway, you can see Connor and this goofy farmer on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
The universe
cool.
wanted him to find that wallet.
I know. The farmer does look so happy.
The backstory on the farmer is funny, too. He says when he lost it a year ago, he didn't even know it until he got to go to his little resort to check out and go back home to Iowa. And suddenly he has no money.
Yeah, he was like, it was the most embarrassing moment of his life. He's like, I don't know how to pay for this.